Have you ever been watching something or listening to something that just really affected you? You know what I'm talking about. Those scenes in a movie that give you chills, that song lyric that is just too relatable, or that YouTube video that defies the laws of physics. Or maybe it was that time you were scrolling through social media at 2 a.m. and suddenly came across a video that made you question your entire life plan or the way you view the world. Look, no judgment, we've all been there. The point is that we all have moments that shake us up and make us see things differently. And often, those moments stick with us long after they're over. But here's the thing, it's not just social media that can have this effect on us. Sometimes the messages that stick with us the most come from much closer to home, and unfortunately, not all of them are positive. You see, just like we have those moments that inspire us and make us think, we also have moments that leave a different kind of mark. Moments that plant seeds of doubt, shame, and regret. And maybe for you, it was that time you left a rude comment on someone's post. In the moment, it felt justified. Maybe they'd hurt you first, but now, every time you think about it, you hear this voice in your head saying, you're a bad person. Or maybe you trash talk your best friend behind their back. You didn't mean for it to get to them, but it did. And now, every time you hang out, this voice whispers, you're a terrible friend. For some of you, it might be something much heavier that makes you wonder if you're broken or unworthy of love. These are just isolated incidents, but they're messages. Messages about who you are, about our worth, and about our place in the world. And when we haven't forgiven ourselves for these things, these messages can become a constant, crushing weight. So far in this series, we've talked about how we can build up a barrier of bitterness toward other people. But sometimes we struggle with bitterness towards ourselves. Maybe it's a mistake we made, a person we've hurt, or a standard we failed to meet. Maybe you betrayed a friend, and now you're scared to get close to people because you don't want to hurt them. Maybe you didn't live up to the standard you had for yourself and disappointed yourself when you didn't make the basketball team. And now we carry this bitterness towards ourselves, and we think that we deserve to carry it. We think that punishing ourselves by refusing to let go of our past mistakes, we're somehow making things right. But let me ask you, is that really working? Is carrying around all that weight making us better people? Is it helping us treat others with kindness? Or is it just making us more frustrated and prone to lash out? And perhaps more importantly, when it comes to this idea of give and take, how can we give forgiveness when we haven't received it ourselves? To answer that, let's look at the early Christian leaders like Paul, who taught that forgiveness should be a defining characteristic of following Jesus, both in how people treat others and how they view themselves. In an ancient letter to Christians living in the city of Colossae, Paul gave some practical advice on how to live as followers of Jesus. And right in the middle of it, he dropped this powerful statement about forgiveness. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. At first glance, this might seem like it's just about forgiving others, but I want you to notice something crucial here. Paul said, remember the Lord forgave you. You, that includes you sitting right there. You with all your mistakes, your regrets, and the weight of bitterness, you've been forgiven. But why? Why would God forgive us? Paul answered that question in another letter he wrote, this time to the Romans. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. See, God didn't wait for us to get our act together in order to earn our forgiveness. God forgave us while we were still sinners. We were still messing up, still falling short, and still hurting ourselves and others. And here's where it gets challenging. If God can forgive us for all of that, who are we to withhold forgiveness from ourselves? After all, in Colossians, Paul said to forgive those who offend you. That includes when we offend or disappoint ourselves. Sometimes we carry around guilt like it's a debt we owe. Let me show you what I mean. You ever been to a restaurant and they bring you the check? That's how much the restaurant expects you to pay for their food and service. And it's expected that you leave a tip too. This is also true of any store you go into. Once someone scans all of your items at Walmart or Dollar General or Home Depot, or you do it yourself at the self-checkout, a total will pop up and this is how much you owe. Maybe your grandpa is a car mechanic, and maybe your mom is an electrician. They'll do work with an agreement that the person will pay them a certain amount they owe when the job is done. Well, when it comes to us punishing ourselves, we feel like there are certain amounts that we owe. We keep running a tally of every mistake, poor choice, and moment we wish we could take back. Lying to a friend, that's $500. Cheating on a test, $250. Breaking a promise, $1,000. Saying something hurtful, $750. Look how quickly it adds up. That's already $2,500. And that's a lot of debt we're carrying around. It's exhausting, isn't it? We keep punishing ourselves, never feeling like we've paid enough. But here's the incredible thing about God's forgiveness. While we're busy tallying up our debts, God has already taken care of it. Through Jesus, God has already forgiven our debt, all of it. Not just the big things, but every single item on this list. Through Jesus, God doesn't make us pay for these wrong things we've done. We're back on good terms with God. We don't have to carry around this invoice of shame and regret, punish ourselves, or try to pay an impossible debt. God has already forgiven us. This is why God's forgiveness is so powerful. It frees us from the weight of guilt and shame. We can stop carrying the burden of our past mistakes and live in the freedom of knowing we're fully forgiven and deeply loved by God. This doesn't mean we don't take responsibility for our actions or try to make amends when we hurt others, but it does mean we can stop defining ourselves by our mistakes and instead see ourselves as God sees us, forgiven and valued. The question is, will we live like we're forgiven? Will we let go of our self-imposed debt and embrace the freedom that God offers us? Will we forgive ourselves? Look, whether you need to forgive someone else or forgive yourself, Paul was really clear about what Jesus' followers are invited to do. You can forgive like you've been forgiven. So when it comes to giving and taking, you can't give what you haven't received. Embracing God's forgiveness towards you is the starting point of forgiving others. It gives us the strength and the ability to do so when we just don't want to or can't on our own. Because God is here with us and has forgiven us, we can extend the same forgiveness to others. So how do we do this? How do we embrace God's forgiveness and let go of those negative messages we've been carrying around? Here are four practical steps we can start taking. First, acknowledge the hurt. The first step in forgiving yourself is to be honest about what you did and how it's affecting you. Don't try to minimize it or brush it off. Don't maximize it either, but sit with it and feel it, name it. Secondly, accept God's forgiveness. This can be the hardest part, especially if you've been carrying your guilt for a long time. But remember what we just read. God forgave you. And because of Jesus, you and God can be good now. Choose to accept that through Jesus, God has forgiven you. Third, rewrite the message. Remember those negative messages we talked about earlier? It's time to challenge them. When that voice in your head says, you're a bad person, counter it with, I'm forgiven. When it says, you're not worthy of love, respond with, God loves me, flaws and all. It's also okay if you need help writing those messages by talking to a mental health professional or just having a leader remind you of who you are. And last, forgive as you've been forgiven. Now, like we've been talking about this entire time, make the choice to pass on what you've already received to others. Okay, applying these steps isn't always easy, and often it isn't a one-time event. It's a process that requires patience and persistence. Some days will be harder than others. You might take two steps forward and then one step back, but as you consistently practice acknowledging your mistakes, accepting God's forgiveness, and rewriting the negative messages you tell yourself, you'll start to notice a change. Gradually, the weight of the guilt and the shame will begin to lift. And here's something amazing. As you learn to extend grace to yourself, you're likely gonna find it easier to extend it to others. Forgiveness doesn't just free you, it has the power to transform your relationships. As we wrap up, I want you to imagine your life if you weren't carrying all that guilt and shame. Imagine how your relationships might change if you weren't constantly beating yourself up for past mistakes. Imagine how free you'd feel if you stopped listening to and believing the negative things you've picked up from past mistakes or failures. Imagine a school where people were as quick to forgive themselves as they are to forgive others, where everyone understood that they were worthy of love and second chances. That's the power of forgiveness. That's the change you can create in your own life and the example you can set for people around you. So, this week, I want to encourage you to start reminding yourself of God's love. Think about something you've been tough on yourself about. Instead of dwelling on those negative feelings, practice embracing God's forgiveness. It might seem a little strange at first, but remember you can forgive like you've been forgiven. When you head to groups, think about your response to this question. What's one negative message you've told yourself that you need to rewrite?